Sudbury.com runs a weekly list of things that are going on locally, both in person and virtual. If you're planning a performance, class, presentation, exhibit, fundraiser, initiative or other event in Greater Sudbury, send the details to calendar@sudbury.com so we can spread the word. More local events can also be found on Sudbury.com's events page. Dinner Theatre Show April 11 to 13. Sudbury Performance Group presents the Dinner Theatre Show Sandy Toes and Salty Kisses April 11 to 13. The Lover's Landing Beach Hotel, a popular wedding destination, has acquired a certain mystique as the home of Sandy Toes and Salty Kisses. The show runs at Thornlow University Theatre on Laurentian University's campus. Purchase tickets online here. Sudbury Music Festival until April 13. This year's Sudbury Music Festival runs April 4 to 13. Competition classes are open to the public, $5 at the door, and will be held at Knox Hall. Audience members can enjoy classical music performed by competitors aged 6 through 60 in piano, guitar, school bands, school choirs, voice, music theater, strings, brass and woodwind, along with classes for original composition. Classes generally run from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., but check the detailed schedule and program at www.sudburymusicfestival.ca for exact times on each day. Serge Monnet album launch April 13. Former Sudbury francophone musician Serge Monnet is releasing his new album, Monnet, Le Diable dans le corps. An album launch show takes place in Sudbury at Lounge 390 April 13 at 2 p.m. This album is Monnet's fifth. He tells the true story of his father, his mother and Northern Ontario heritage with a musical background of country folk rock. Born in Sudbury and living in Ottawa, Monnet is recognized for his personal texts which have a collective resonance. The texts of the album are written in a simple language and with poetry in prose. La Slag presents Bruno Pelletier April 13. Bruno Pelletier's voice is something you hear once and remember for life. He is among the elite of stars from Quebec with the widest international acclaim. His soaring vocals have powered huge rock operas in Paris and London, think Notre Dame de Paris, and incredibly popular concerts in Russia and Ukraine, back when our world was a different place. True to his talent over three decades, he's back on tour with Miserere 25e Anniversary, his new album performed on stage in its entirety, with a full five-piece band, a lavish string quartet and a special guest, singer Kim Richardson. Expect a spirited repertoire of surprises in genres ranging from pop to rock to funk disco and more. Watch Pelletier in concert at 7:30 p.m. April 13 at Place des Arts. Purchase tickets online here. Passport Clinic April 13. Sudbury MP Vivian Lapointe is hosting free passport clinics in Sudbury, one of which is being held April 13. The clinic will offer public guidance on passport applications, a secure courier service to Passport Canada, and a 20 business day processing time, plus mail time, reads a release from Lapointe's office. You can find a full list of items you need to bring here. You can call Lapointe's office at 705-673-7107 for all inquiries. Note the clinics are first come, first serve. On April 13, the clinic will be held from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the New Sudbury Public Library, 1346 LaSalle Boulevard. Walden Art Club April 13 to 14. Walden Art Club holds its Artists in Action Art Show from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. April 13 and 14 at the T.M. Davies Community Center in Lively. Admission is free. Au Bistro des Découvertes, Cindy Duar presents Sarah Burton, April 16 Au Bistro des Découvertes, you'll come for the good atmosphere, the good food, the good music, the good company, all under the guidance of the evening's artist godparents, to create an intimate and convivial evening with their protégés. On April 16, Cindy Duar presents Sarah Burton. Based in Texas and originally from Toronto, Burton began her career with a broken heart, a broken-down van nicknamed Lucky and a messy Trans-Canada tour. Since then, she's racked up hundreds of North American shows, five albums, and notorious showcases including CMW and South by Southwest. The show runs at Place des Arts April 16. Purchase tickets online here. SSO New Director Welcome April 18. Sudbury Symphony Orchestra holds a welcoming event for its new Artistic and Executive Director, William, Bill, Rosen, at 4 p.m. April 18 at Place des Arts. City of Greater Sudbury Mayor Paul Lefebvre, Ward 9 Cowan. Deb McIntosh and other local dignitaries will be in attendance. Then, on April 20, enjoy the Sudbury Symphony Concert, Lights, Camera, Symphony. Join Rosen as he makes his SSO director debut for a concert featuring Hollywood's greatest adventures and the world premiere of Rosen's Suite from the 2020 film Brotherhood. On April 24 at 7 p.m., enjoy a screening of Brotherhood at Sudbury Indie Cinema. Rosen will be in attendance for this special event, where he and director Richard Bell will talk about the process of composing the score and making the music for the movie, followed by a screening. Junction North International Documentary Film Festival April 18-21. Sudbury Downtown Indie Cinema Co-op is delighted to announce the 8th edition of Junction North International Documentary Film Festival running Thursday, April 18 to Sunday, April 21, in downtown Sudbury. This annual celebration of nonfiction cinema is possible due to the stellar support of keen Northern Ontario doc lovers, filmmakers from around the world, patrons, sponsors, and government partners. Get festival passes and tickets online here. Earth Dancers performances April 19-20. In the face of an ongoing global environmental crisis, our planet has never been more in need of a sense of connection, drive, and hope. Since their formation in 1989, the Earth Dancers have been striving to make a difference in sustaining the Earth for their tomorrow. The Earth Dancers will take to the stage for three performances April 19-20 at Place des Arts on Larch Street. Come out and join them in their mission of saving tomorrow, and immerse yourself in their passionate production. All proceeds from ticket sales go towards environmental beneficiaries. Tickets are on sale online here. Stand-up comedy April 20th. Get ready for a night of stand-up comedy with the incredibly funny Simon Rakoff and Thomas Kalman, guaranteed to leave you in stitches. Simon Rakoff has been a comedian since 1978. His act is well-crafted and thought-provoking, delivered with the smoothness of a veteran and the enthusiasm of a newcomer. Thomas Kalman is a storyteller, a former UFO abductee, a high-ranking member of the Illuminati, and the former Prime Minister of Dublin. First and foremost, though, he considers himself a truth-teller. This Sudbury Performance Group show runs at the Trevi Bar and Grill April 20th. The doors open at 5:30 p.m. and the show starts at 7:30 p.m. Purchase tickets online here. Young Sudbury Singers Concert April 20th. The Young Sudbury Singers are partnering with well-known guitarist Jamie Dupuis to present a family-friendly concert Saturday, April 20th. The concert will feature the enthusiastic voices of 57 children in the junior, intermediate, and senior choirs, as well as solo performances by Jamie Dupuis and vocalist Emma McDaniel. The program will include a variety of traditional and contemporary selections, all shared in celebration of the coming of spring. The concert will be held on Saturday, April 20, starting at 2 p.m. in the Sheridan Auditorium at Sudbury Secondary School, 154 College Street in Sudbury. Admission is $20 for adults and $10 for students. Children 6 years old and under are admitted free. Tickets can be reserved by calling Ralph McIntosh at 705-662-0115 or emailing youngsudburysingers@gmail.com. Tickets will also be available at the door. Grace United Spaghetti Dinner April 20th. Grace United Church, 1520 Bancroft Drive. Parking on Barry Street. Is hosting a spaghetti supper on Saturday, April 20th from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Tickets are $15 for adults or $8 for children ages 6 to 10. Children 5 and under are free. 2V Plus. Matt Violining returns April 24-25. 2 Volts Plus. S Dazzling program offers a singular convergence of classical and rock music, drawing from the greats of the classical pantheon to present day chart toppers. Fronted by a dynamic pair of violinists Christina Massati and Melissa Schock, 2 Volts Plus also engages full driving band including accordion, double bass, guitar, and drums to produce a unique hybrid concoction will delight even the most discerning audiences. 2 Volts Plus offers an invigorating and eclectic experience that deftly intertwines the familiar with the new. The ensemble's 95-minute show draws upon three centuries of favorites all set in uniquely contemporary arrangements. Listeners will hear riveting new takes on Beethoven juxtaposed with cherished Beatles classics, and vibrant Vivaldi renditions sitting alongside recent hitmakers like Camila Cabello. The show runs April 24 to 25 at Place des Arts. Purchase tickets online here. Session on Frauds and Scams. April 25. An ever-increasing number of frauds and scams, many directed at seniors, are of concern and will be discussed at the next public meeting of the local chapter of CARP, Canadian Association of Retired Persons, to take place at the Meadowbrook Retirement Village Complex in Lively on Thursday, April 25 at 1:30 p.m. Guest speakers will be Lise Landry, Seniors Liaison, Community Safety, Sudbury Police Services, and Peter, Charlie, Brown, semi-retired computer expert who will explore the new threats and how to avoid them. The meeting is open to the public free of charge, regardless of age. There will be door prizes, a 50-50 draw, plus refreshments and dessert. For more information and directions, with map, visit the website www.carpsudbury.ca. TNO play, Ode au la vie après avoir regardé le soleil dans le blanc des yeux. April 26-27. An intimate and exuberant last chance party, where heaviness and lightness merrily intertwine. An ode to the strength of friendship and solidarity, to the excess and folly required to resist fear and cynicism. Visionaries are announcing that the moon has fallen out of its orbit and is heading straight for Earth, where it will crash in 24 hours. A rebellious pack of friends organizes a party celebrating the end, in the hope of short-circuiting the inevitable. As the night stretches on, all dreams and excesses are permitted. If, at first, the ritual was just a game, doubts gradually creep in. What if tomorrow really is the end? In an era tinged with cynicism and individualistic withdrawal, Ode, a choral and carnivalesque work, draws on the strength of solidarity, excess and the symbolic power of celebration as weapons to resist fear and despair. The show runs April 26 and 27 at Place des Arts. Purchase tickets online here. Sudbury Shutterbigs exhibition starts April 28. The Sudbury Shutterbigs are having a group photography exhibition April 28 to May 11 at the main public library. There will be an opening reception on April 28 from 12 to 2 p.m. Art Gallery of Sudbury programming Spring 2024. The Art Gallery of Sudbury's Bell Mansion home has been closed for structural analysis since last fall. The gallery shop has been relocated to 172 Elgin Street. The student exhibit Emergence runs at 174 Elgin Street until May 4. Check out The Art of Wallace Gillard at The Laughing Buddha until April 23. Isabelle Michaud exhibits at Pinchman's until May 14. An online exhibit called The Mary Green and Doug Donnelly Project is now live. Visit the gallery's website. Pierogies and Cabbage Rolls Mondays to Fridays. Fresh pierogies and cabbage rolls are available for pickup from Monday to Friday at the Ukrainian Seniors Center. Place your order by phoning 705-673-7404.